Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned with us for the next hour on every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to ignite your best life. So I'm really excited today. Right around now is when people start thinking about their New Year's resolutions. And I know one of the big ones is losing weight. And it's not an easy thing to do. I've been trying to do it. And in fact, over the last 3 years, I've tried virtually everything. And the one thing that finally worked was working in a program called 2020. And it's a combination of having a nutritionist, who we were talking to today, a personal trainer, and a therapist about your health and how to lose weight permanently. And so I've learned so much with this program that I thought I would have Chelsea Bobchek, who's the director of 2020, come and talk to us, and also an expert in nutrition, to come and talk to us. And she's also available for folks who want to call. So feel free to call at any point during the show. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, I'll be repeating that a couple times, but it's 800-930-2819. So Chelsea, welcome.
Thank you, CJ. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have you here. So I thought I'd first start off when we were talking about this program before we were sharing that it's really hard to know what a nutritionist does. People have a lot of misconceptions about what a nutritionist does. So tell us a little bit about how you got fired up to be a nutritionist and then what you do.
Absolutely. I was obese myself and overweight, and I was able to basically lose about 70 pounds on my own. And I kind of looked around and I saw everybody else. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Not a lot of people usually lose it on their own. They have help or accountability in some sort. So I kind of looked around me, and with the obesity epidemic, there's a lot of individuals in America who are overweight or struggle with their weight just in general. And I thought, I really want to help, because somehow I was able to internally have this motivation to do it. I really want to help those who seem to not have that motivation. So I just had a passion for nutrition and wanting to help people, and I became a dietitian. So
tell me, like, what news, and it sounds like you were personally motivated. What was the critical juncture or point when you thought, you know what, I got to do something?
Basically, it was when I realized that all of my pants didn't fit anymore. And if I wanted to have clothes that fit, I would have to buy a whole new wardrobe. So it was either buy a whole new wardrobe or get a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. Wow.
Whole juncture from there.
Yeah. But, you know, don't you think that that's one of the common ones, too, when your clothes are like, I can't fit into my clothes anymore? It seems like that may be a common one, huh?
Absolutely. I think it's just you can't fit into your clothes anymore. The other thing, I think whether you realize it, there is a real there's a stigma out there over people who are overweight or obese, and you get passed over in society on a day-to-day basis, and nobody wants to get passed over. And they want to feel healthy. They want to live healthy. They want to climb stairs and not even think about it and not be winded at the top. And I think that's a really important thing as well.
Yeah, so those are kind of like either the social stigma or just wanting to be healthy. For me, what happened was I actually got, you know, my cholesterol has been in check all the time, and I hardly ever, you know, notice the doc results, but I had an annual, and my cholesterol was the first time that it was not in normal levels, and that was the thing I thought, wow, that was the thing for me, which is like a health monitor, I think, that all of us look at, that kind of drove me into the program and all the other things too, but mostly just kind of those, looking at those health metrics. So let's get to back to, what does a nutritionist do? Tell us what kind of stuff does a nutritionist do?
That's funny you mention it. There is kind of a misconception out there, CJ. There's nutritionists and dietitians, and I'm a dietitian. And we always make the distinction because a dietitian has about 2 years of training in the medical field. So dietitians basically give you knowledge on not just basic nutrition and health and eating, but they also have the ability to treat hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes with medical care and nutrition, holistic medical care. Versus a nutritionist, they just can go over very basic food knowledge and basic nutrition education. So there's about a difference of a two-year training for a dietitian versus a nutritionist.
Okay, so does a nutritionist also prescribe meds too? So if I actually have like a special heart condition, you'll not only tell me what I should eat and what I should do, but also specific meds I should take? Or what's the medical care that a dietitian covers?
So a dietitian can actually address medical care in terms of enteral feeding formulas, TPN. Basically, it's supplemental nutrition. So they're not necessarily prescribing meds, but they can supplement nutrition, and they can use medical nutrition care processes. They can actually address, standpoint, hypertension or things like that. So.
Okay. And so give us a sense of some of those things that people, it's like hypertension, like.
Type 2 diabetes is a big one. A dietitian can actually figure out the insulin regime, how much insulin should be administered for a type 2 diabetic in relation to how much they're eating, whereas a nutritionist cannot do that. It's not within their scope to look at their insulin intake or injections or things like that. So that's kind of a big distinction there that will help people kind of get it wrapped around in their mind.
Right. So that's one of the things in terms of the nutritionist versus the dietitian, that there is a difference. And so in terms of now going back to original focus of losing weight, do you think that you can see either a nutritionist or a dietitian, or who would you be best off with if you're trying to lose weight?
You would be best with a dietitian just because a dietitian actually is nationally certified by the nation board, versus nutritionists just have certifications on a local level. So when you go to a dietitian, you're getting a much larger, vast pool of expertise and education in general that you can better utilize as the client.
Okay, got it. So what kind of, tell us about the certification process. Like what is, so there's, is there one national, like if I was looking for dietitian, in order for myself to be called a dietitian, do I have to have gone through this national certification, or how does that work?
Yes, you have to have taken a board, and you're part of the American Dietetic Association. And so if you wanted to find a dietitian in your area to utilize for weight loss or how to eat if you have a little bit of high cholesterol like you found out, you can go to the American Dietetic Association website, which is actually it's www.eatright.org.
And okay, so everyone, let's repeat that again for folks who may be grabbing their pen. So it's www.eatright.org.
Yes, www.eatright.org. And there you can go to find a dietitian in your area, and you can search to find a dietitian to help you meet the needs that you're looking for, especially in the new year. A lot of people want to consult with somebody on how to eat and what their goals are and how to go about that.
Okay, so let's say I go and find a dietitian. What kind of things should I be prepared to do, or what are some good questions I may want to ask before I go see that dietitian, so that I have, I'm prepared and I'm find the right kind of dietitian for me?
Absolutely. You definitely want to ask that dietitian what they specialize in there. There's an array of dietitians. There's dietitians that specialize in weight management. There's dietitians that specialize in sports dietetics, so eating for performance, such as if you're a runner and you do 5Ks or 10Ks. And there's dietitians that specialize in things like emotional eating. So.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so you want to ask them what their specialty is and if they are familiar with weight loss, weight management, or whatever you're looking for.
Okay. Okay, got it. So you want to find out what their specialty is. And then, like, if you were to look for a dietitian for yourself, let's say that you, you know, you're looking for a dietitian, you would be, let's say that you didn't have the knowledge, but you, or maybe you even want the support of another person. What would be the questions that you would be, you know, that you think are most critical to have answered?
As the client looking for a dietitian?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like So like, what are some questions that you would ask?
I would definitely ask basically how long they've been in their field, what their experience is with what I'm looking for, the service I'm looking for, what their success has been with clients, and what they find works for them. Because typically, if you don't practice what you preach, you're not going to be very much help to me.
Right. Well, you mean for them personally, like what kind of things?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, because as professionals, they definitely should practice what they preach. And then you're definitely in the right and the client to find that out. You also would want to figure out if you have a special diet, such as if you're a vegetarian or need gluten-free diet, if they have that, those resources, and if they have an expertise in that, because that's what you need in terms of the meal plan you're looking for to meet your goals.
Right. So if you have specific things like, hey, I have, you know, I'm gluten-free, I can't have whatever, then they actually can, like, fill in the, you know, they'll know actually how to deal with those types
exactly.
of things. And how many years of experience do you think it would be? I mean, if – how long of experience would you expect to, would you want ideally?
Ideally you'd want a dietitian that's been at least 3 or 5 years working in their field, their specialty field. And that is somebody definitely who would have a good handle on how to carry it across from client to client and meet the success that the client's looking for long term. Aim for that lifestyle.
Okay. And then you said that also you want to look at their success record. What would example of a success record sound like that you'd say, yeah, that's good.
I'd want to know if that dietitian, do they retain the same clients over and over, you know, or do they have high dropout? Do they see clients? Do clients come back to them? Because that's really just good, because as much as you want to find the right provider, you also want to find the right rapport with that provider. You want to make sure that you're in sync.
Right.
And typically, if a dietitian has high retention in clients, that lets you know that they really do have a style that works for a lot of people.
Right. So that doesn't necessarily mean if they have a high retention that people keep on failing and going back. It just means that they have rapport and they're going back,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Because the reality is, if you want to maintain your weight for life, it takes accountability your whole life. So
your whole life. So this is your lifelong friend, it sounds like.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you don't have to see the dietitian lifelong, but you definitely should always have some kind of accountability in place. And for some people, it is a dietitian. For some people, it's a friend. For some people, it's their spouse. It just depends what that lifelong accountability is. And it changes in life for everybody.
Right. And what's a typical rate for a dietitian? I know it varies in geographic areas, but what's usually the range for?
Yeah, it's geographic areas. What I would do is I would look on the American Dietetic Association website that we mentioned, and their rates are there for the geographic locations. That would be the best bet to do.
Okay, cool. Okay, so give me a sense from that website. What is it like, kind of what's a realistic rate to pay?
Exactly.
Okay, excellent. So, folks, give us a call again. We have Chelsea Bobcheck, an expert in nutrition, weight loss, and she's a dietitian that I just found out versus a nutritionist. So we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. We'll be taking any phone calls. Listeners, you can contact us 1-800-930-2819. And when you call, please be sure to leave your name, location, and the question with Chris, and we'll put you on live. You can find out more about our guests and listen to the show by going to www.firedupwithcj.com.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
So this may sound simple, but when you're planning a road trip, you have to figure out where you're going first. With the Take Shape for Life program, the destination is living life at optimal health. So what does that mean? It means more energy. It means less medications. And yes, it means losing the extra pounds, which is actually part of the getting there. Talk to a Take Shape for Life health coach who's been there. Listen to their story and their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, we're back on Fired Up with CJ. My guest today is Chelsea Bobcheck, a dietitian at the 2020 program, Lifestyles program. And we are talking about nutrition and weight loss. We'll be taking any phone calls at 1-800-930-2819. And we'll also be offering, tell us a little bit about what we can offer, Chelsea. I know that one of the giveaways is a complimentary dietitian session. Is that right?
Yeah, we have here at Pro Sports Club in the 2020 program that I'm the director of, we have about 10 dietitians on staff, and we are giving away a 30-minute dietitian consult, which you can go over meal planning with that dietitian, healthy eating, whole foods approach, everything like that, and address any of your goals that you'd like to do.
But you got to call to get it, so please give us a call with any questions that you have. Again, the phone number is 800-930-2819. And Chelsea, tell us about your, if people want to contact you, you have a toll-free number to call. Is that right?
Yes, we do have a toll-free number.
And I have it as 877-559-2020. Is that right?
That is correct. The 2020 is the very end. That's helpful to remember.
Okay, and then they can go to your website at www.2020lifestyles.com.
That is correct. That is our website.
Okay. Cool. Excellent. All right. So just before the break, we were talking about the difference between a nutritionist and a dietitian, which I thought was fascinating. I had no different idea that there was even such a thing as a dietitian.
Yes.
People always talk about nutritionists, but not dietitians. And it's also great to find that there's a resource. So it's www.eatright.org is American Dietetic Association, where you can actually go in and find in your region, a dietitian in your area. That means that they will be certified for 2 years of additional training above and beyond a nutritionist and have specialization potentially in an area that you care about. So cool, actually. I do not realize that. I've had so many people ask me to find a nutritionist or a dietitian, and I didn't have a resource. So that's awesome.
Perfect. I'm glad.
Love that. Yeah. So let's continue talking about nutrition. And I wanted to, since a lot of people are starting their diet, I wanted to get your ideas on what some of the common misconceptions are when people start you know, when they start off with their diet?
Common misconceptions are basically just to be really, really strict.
Okay.
And it's just about eating less, and that's it. And that's not really true at all. Don't get me wrong. You do have to expend more and take in less to lose weight. But it's really mm-hmm. important if you're going to eat less, how to figure out how to keep yourself satiated so you don't overdo it over time. You don't starve your body. So that's a huge misconception that it's just be as strict as possible. It really does matter. Yes?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because I found that the same thing when I was on the program is that – that one, I was actually eating, it was the first time that I ever used a meal tracker, which is one of your programs. And there's so many great ones on the web that I've noticed when I was traveling. You have one as well. But one of the things I noticed is that I was actually eating too little.
Yes.
You know, 'cause I was thinking I was on a diet and I should eat less. So there's actually a bare minimum that you should have too, right?
Absolutely. You should always eat, at least 1,000 calories if you're trying to lose weight. You should never go below that. And that's just because your metabolism will get depressed and it'll actually go into starvation mode and it won't burn at all. Your body's very smart and adapts. It does not want to lose weight. So tracking, as you mentioned, CJ, is a great way just to write down to figure out how much you are eating and exactly what is made up of what you're eating. Are you eating a lot of carbs? Are you eating a lot of fat? And it's just very eye-opening for many people.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked because, one, I was eating too little, and I was eating all the wrong things. I mean, it was, you know, I mean, things that sell, you know, like, you know, the bare minimum that I know about nutrition, it's like, okay, I'm eating whole grains, I'm eating salads, and I thought, well, I'm eating salads, that should be good.
Right.
And then I found out that the dressing is like, you know, 300 calories. So it's like a third of what I should be eating in a day. That was
exactly. Exactly.
Things there.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Oh, and a lot of people do think it's about just eating more vegetables, and then a lot of people will take, oh, I'll just eat whole grains, and they forget about, okay, those things don't really fill you up. So you tend to be very hungry versus protein is something that gives you satiety and helps you stay within your calories but still gets you to the next meal so you're not starving and overdo it. So it is a learning curve, definitely.
Yeah. So it sounds like just to sum it up, you're basically saying the things that the common misconception is like, I'm going to eat really, like be really rigid and eat as little bit as possible and be really strict and also probably eating whole grains and vegetables and excluding protein, which is not really all that helpful because what you're trying to do is get satiety over time. Is that
exactly.
right?
That is definitely the issue. And people think, oh, I'm going to go on kind of a crash diet. And you have to think long term. If you really want to be successful at maintaining your weight for life, you have to think long term. So you have to figure out something that will work for you always, not just for a short period of time.
So these crash diets then, I mean, and here's, I think, the risk, because I would say that I've tried cleanses. I'm sure there's a lot of other things out there. There's like Acai or whatever that stuff is called.
Acai.
There all seem to be like this, like one cure sensation type of things. I mean, is there any risk at taking some of those kind of diets, or what's the risk? Is there any harm at trying any of those things, and why don't they work?
Well, there is big harm in trying those things just because they are actually not very nutritionally compact. Somebody who goes on an acai cleanse or somebody who goes on a crash diet is actually malnourished, and they're depriving their body of very important vitamins and minerals, especially women, such as calcium and potassium, which is important for bone health. So when somebody goes on a crash diet, they limit the intake of healthy vitamin and rich fortified foods, so they're compromising their body and how strong their body can be. So there is a risk. There is over time, it can affect somebody. The other thing is when you go on a crash diet, you actually depress your metabolism during that time. You burn less because your body gets smart and it tries to conserve energy. So that's not very helpful either.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So actually, because I've always heard people like, well, I'm going on a diet, I'm willing to try it, but there's actually some risk to doing it, which I didn't even think about. So why don't you think is that also why these diets don't work, is because they're not nutritionally complete?
they're not nutritionally complete, and they don't last because they're not fulfilling. They're not satisfying, and they're short-term fix. They're not long-term whatsoever. I've never seen anybody go on the liquid diet and stick with it because it's just not reasonable. It's not reasonable, and it's not long-term. It's a short-term fix. Really, weight loss and maintaining your weight, it's a long-term ideal set. It's a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, that makes sense. Folks, give us a call if you have any questions. We have Chelsea Bobcheck, a dietitian in the 2020 Lifestyles Program. Give us a call at 800-930-2819, and you can be eligible to win a 30-minute consultation with Chelsea. When we get back, we'll be talking more about nutrition. You can find out more about our guests and listen to this and past shows by going to www.fireitupwithcj.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind, not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
We're back on Fired Up with CJ. My guest today is Chelsea Bobcheck, a dietitian at the 2020 Lifestyles Program and an expert in nutrition and weight loss. If listeners have any phone call about their New Year's resolutions and want to talk to Chelsea to ask them any questions about their weight loss questions, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You can find out more about the 2020's Lifestyle Program by going to www.2020lifestyles.com or calling 1-877-559-2020. And if you call, you'll be eligible for a 30-minute consultation at the Pro Club. So, Chelsea, tell us a little bit more about the Pro Club program. I know that it's one of the interesting things about it is it integrates nutrition, exercise, and counseling. Tell us a little bit about how you came up with that approach.
Absolutely. So 2020 Lifestyles was founded by our visionary, Dr. Mark DiDomenico, who's actually a cardiac surgeon by trade. And he basically, he would go in and he'd have people on the table who would have heart attacks and blockages. And he thought, how do I get to them before I get to them on my table? And so he developed the 2020 Lifestyles program, which is a physician-supervised weight management program. And we use a 360-degree approach where we have a trainer, dietitian, counselor, and physicians on staff, and they all treat the client to get them to where they want to be to help with, you know, correcting high cholesterol, hypertension, getting their weight loss where they want it to be, and overall just leading a healthy lifestyle long term. So it's a great, phenomenal program.
But why do you have to have all of that? I mean, because most people, when they think about weight loss, they either think about nutrition or exercise, and they may not even think about them together.
No, and you're absolutely correct, CJ. A lot of people will say, just to kind of relate it and use an analogy, a lot of people go, well, do you think that was genetics or environment? And usually the case is it's both. It's the genetics and the environment. Well, the same goes for weight loss or weight management. It's never just one piece of the puzzle. You have to combine, the pieces of the puzzle with nutrition, exercise, and a lot of it is mental health as well, too, because there's a lot of people who emotionally eat, they stress eat, they go home after work, and the one time they can connect to themselves is to come home and just sit on the couch, watch TV, and mindlessly eat. It's time they get to themselves. And that's actually something that people don't realize it, but they're stress eating. That's emotionally tied. So all of these pieces fit together so that somebody can be successful to use exercise, nutrition, and just find kind of a way to manage stress so that they're successful ultimately in maintaining their weight for life.
Right, so that if you address one of these, like let's say that you're on a diet but you still have this stress eating, what happens? I mean, what happens? It seems like they would probably feel less successful because it's like, why can't I do this when it's really not there? It's because they're not necessarily addressing the right problem. Is that right?
Exactly. Most people will just say, okay, well, I just need to diet and exercise. That's the big fit.
Right.
And that is, but that's a very simple way of looking at it. It's almost too simplified because maybe the reason somebody has a really hard time sticking to no sugar and not eating a lot of carbs is because those things they're used to or they're habit forming in terms of helping them de-stress or helping them calm down because they've done an association and they don't even realize it. Or exercise is something that it does take 21 days to create a habit and it takes 6 months to actually make it a part of your life. So people might get frustrated when they don't understand it just takes time to really make it a part of your life.
Yeah. So what if you don't have, because it seems like it would be, I have to say, it's a lot to kind of tackle all three of these areas at the same time. Is there kind of a way to kind of phase these things in? And if you were, how would you go about doing that? Or is it really not suggested to even phase them in, just do them all three at once?
No, I think you have a really good point, CJ. It is overwhelming to think I have to do all this at once. I think taking steps is key. Writing down goals. So if somebody has never worked out a day in their life, I really don't recommend that they start working out right away in the gym. That's probably not appropriate. Really, they just need to probably need to start getting physically active. They need to just start walking. You know, do it so that it's not so overwhelming. Some people might be ready to get into the gym, and if that's the case, go with it because they have the motivation and they'll probably succeed since they're properly motivated. But if somebody's overwhelmed, you don't want to go from, you know, 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. You want to do little steps. And so the same with nutrition. Maybe you don't do a huge overhaul of your meal plan, but you take something simple like you take out all sodas. And if you take out all sodas, you take out a ton of extraneous calories, sugar, and before you know it, you've lost 10 pounds just from taking out an extra 100 to 200 calories a day. So it's little things. You can tweak little things until you're ready to do the mass overhaul, or as you're tweaking the little things, before you know it, you look around and you have done a mass overhaul of your diet, exercise, routine, everything.
Yeah, so it's lots of little small steps. And that's what I find with coaching, too, is usually what happens is people get overwhelmed because the goal is just too big. So chunking them down into smaller bite-sized chunks make it a lot easier. Even if it's, like, it seems like for weight, when I've seen weight programs, one of the things they do is, and even with your program, you do it week by week. So 1 week you tackle something, and then, you know, you have success in that. The second week you tackle something. So if you were to do, like, let's say over the next 4 weeks you want to try to tackle four things. You'd mention sodas. I don't know if that was hypothetical, but if you were to pick your, like, top, you know, four things that you could do to lose weight, you know, to just start and feel success, what would be those things from the diet standpoint?
From the diet standpoint, the first thing I would do is I would try to take out sodas. That wasn't hypothetical. That's really a good one. Most people don't realize it, but they consume
That's the first one.
Yeah, it's from 200 to 500 calories in sodas, just because they're easy. And I'm talking full-on sodas here. I'm not talking diet, because diet obviously has no calories. The other thing I would take out is a lot of Americans, it's very typical to have a latte a day. And so a latte a day can result in about 20 pounds of weight gain over the year, because it's just an extra 180 calories that adds up over 7 days a week. So that's another one. The third thing I would do is, it's a very dietitian thing, but it really does work, is eat more vegetables. To this day, the number one vegetable that's eaten among Americans is potatoes. And it's not in the form of a baked potato, it's in the form of French fries. So incorporating more vegetables, like, you know, colorful peppers and mushrooms and tomatoes and cucumbers and things like that, it does things like incorporate a lower calorie option in your diet, as well as give you high fiber so you're more satiated. And then the last thing I would do is increase the protein in the American diet. We really don't get a lot of protein. People think we do because we eat a lot of high fat meat, but we're just getting high saturated fat intake. We're not getting good lean protein for satiety to help basically keep your metabolism burning and help you preserve your lean muscle. So those would be really the top four things I would do, CJ.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because a couple things I learned through your program is that even diet sodas aren't so great either, because they, your body really doesn't know the difference between a regular soda or a diet soda, so that when you drink a diet soda, it's basically triggers what the pleasure center in your brain, and you kind of want to keep on hitting the pleasure button over and over. So even whether it's through drinking more sodas or whatever it may be.
Absolutely.
That was one of my surprises.
And you're right, CJ, because even though diet sodas, they have zero calories, a lot of them, they have artificial sweeteners, which are 200 times sweeter than sugar. So you get almost desensitized to how sweet regular sugar is, and so it requires more sugar to set off that pleasure or reward center you mentioned. So you're right, it can be a vicious cycle if you need to include these sweet sodas into your diet.
So we actually have a phone call. Chris, it looks like we have a phone call. Can you tell us where the person's from, your name, and where you're from? And your question?
Oh, sure. I'm from Westerly.
Hi. Your name is Leslie, or you're from Leslie?
Oh, no. I'm from Westerly.
Westerly. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I'm local. Hello.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I can hear you. So is it Westerly, Rhode Island?
Westerly, Rhode Island, yes.
Okay, cool. And what was your name? I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
My name is Chandra.
Okay,
nice
Chandra.
Name. Do you want nice to hear from you, Chandra.
Chandra, are you there? I can't hear anything. Yep, Chandra, did you have a question? Yeah, did you have you're fading in and out for me, but ask your question, and hopefully hopefully Chelsea can hear it. I can't hear.
I heard that you were giving away some 30-minute health package. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. What we're giving away is a 30-minute dietitian consult, and the dietitian is a medically trained nutrition professional, and in that 30-minute consult, they go over meal planning, cooking, any of your goals you'd like to meet health-wise. They kind of help you. They help you accomplish that in ways that fit for your life and how busy your life is.
Okay. So what do I have to do?
CJ, what does she have to do?
I think just give us Yeah, actually, why don't you leave your name and number with Chris when we get off the line, and then we will contact you back. Did you have any other questions since we have Chelsea on the line? Did you have any specific question about anything about nutrition or dieting or weight loss?
No, I don't think so. I think it's it's starting a new year, and it sounds like something that's it's always a good resolution to get into nutrition and weight loss and health. So I think it sounds like something perfect. So I don't think I have any questions now. It just sounds
okay.
like fun.
Well, thank you for calling, Chandra.
Sure.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Leave your name with Chris and everything, and that'd be great. So, folks, if any other folks want to call, you would get a 30-minute consultation and learn about meal tracking and other types of information. You can call us at 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And before we got the call, we were talking about your top four ideas on how you can things that you can start slowly so that you don't get overwhelmed. And one was all sodas, whether it's diet or not. Lattes, which that was shocking for me, the amount of calories in a latte, 20 pounds in a year that we consume. And that's assuming one latte a day, right?
That is. A lot of people have more than one a day.
I know. And then eat more vegetables. And vegetables is not potatoes.
Yeah.
It's not potatoes, and it's not sweet potatoes either, right? It's not necessarily starchy vegetables.
No, think of a rainbow, and then you've got the right vegetables.
Okay. So I was kind of surprised because things like winter squash are starchy, right? So that's potatoes, winter squash. Tell us what the other starchy and corn. Tell us the other ones that you kind of like. These are vegetables by name but really don't count.
Right.
Which ones
and,
are those?
Winter squash, specifically like butternut, pumpkin, things like that. Sweet potato, yams, corn, peas, like frozen peas, really starchy. And obviously the regular.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yes. So if you want peas, go for your green, basically your sugar snap peas are a better choice, not your frozen green peas. They have a higher starch/sugar content.
Yeah, so if you have a big plate of corn, and peas and potatoes, it does not count.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're nutrient dense. I wouldn't say they don't count, CJ, but they're just going to be higher on the sugar factor, so.
Okay, got it. Okay, and eat more protein. That was one that I could definitely recommend myself. It's shocking. I just had lunch right now, and I ate 4 ounces of turkey, and I thought I was going to die. I mean, it was so much food.
Yeah.
Because I don't, and I really was shocked because I that I really was not eating enough protein.
Yeah, and most Americans aren't. Like I said, most Americans think they're eating a lot of protein because we have staples in our diet that are things like, ribeye, ribs, hot dogs, hamburgers, and these things are all high fat proteins. And really what you're getting is a high fat intake, not necessarily lean protein
right.
for satiety to help build muscle. And so there's definitely a difference
right.
in what meat you eat.
Okay, so we are going to take a quick break. We have Chelsea Bobchick, a dietitian and expert in the 2020 Lifestyles Program. People can call us at 1-800-930-2819. And you can find out more about our guests and listen to this and past shows by going to www.firedupwithcj.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind, not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. CRA, Contact Reflex Analysis, is an energy assessment which translates human energy into information. This information provides me with the ability to identify your needs as a healer and to design a specific solution for you. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, and visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi everyone, we're back on Fired Up with CJ. My guest today is Chelsea Bobchuk, a dietitian at the 2020 Lifestyles Program. We'll be taking any phone calls that you have at 800-930-2819. And if you call, you'll be eligible to get a 30-minute consultation with the Pro Club, which you can find at www.2020lifestyles.com or 1-877-559-2020. So, Chelsea, I wanted to talk more about nutrition and talk a little bit about some of the things that you see that are so frustrating to you as a dietitian, to see like all the different diet programs. I know we talked about the crash diets, but you know, what do you think are some of the different diets out there, and what are the other risks that we haven't talked about already?
Well, it's kind of interesting, CJ. One of the biggest things that when clients come to see me, they want to know, so give me the meal plan that works, or give me the diet that works. And it's kind of a funny question, mm-hmm. Because there's actually not all diets are bad. There are some out there that are very good, and they actually have a complete nutrition, good vitamin and mineral and fortified things like the Zone diet. I'm a big proponent of the South Beach diet, mm-hmm. because these all thing they use whole foods, they use nutrient dense foods, and it's actually a great way to feed yourself and still get all your vitamins and minerals, but still be conscious of your portion sizes and your calorie intake. And so there was actually a research study done, mm-hmm. where they put a whole bunch of participants on the Zone diet. It was the South Beach diet, Atkins diet, and just a whole grains healthy diet, and they all lost the same amount of weight. Mm-hmm. So it didn't really matter what diet they were on. Mm. It just really mattered which diet they were willing to commit to. So really a lot of it is finding what works for you. And then consulting with maybe a dietitian or reading books to find out, that looks like something I could stick to or make a lifestyle. So that's kind of one of the things that I've noticed.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think one of the key things that you said is that it's a lifestyle change, right? It's not like you do the Zone diet until you lose 10 pounds and then you're done and you put the book away, right?
Right. No, you're absolutely right, CJ. You have to make it work for you long term.
Right. Because one of the things that I thought was interesting that I learned through your program is that, you know, the thing about the set point that your body wants to actually be a particular weight, and you have to keep that weight for a really long period of time before. So let's say that you lost, like in your case, you lost 70 pounds or I lost, you know, 15 pounds and you lose that weight, but it's kind of a constant battle from there. Once you reach that weight, you're not done, right?
Right. It takes about 2 years for your body to set that weight as the normal standard for itself.
Right. And so before that, like, so let's, it's going to try to get back to that other weight, right? I mean, you're going to be pushing up a hill against trying to get back to the, you know, my weight plus 70 or my weight plus 15. Is that right?
Well, it's not quite that drastic. It's not like you would lose 70 pounds and your body would want to go right back to the 70. It's more like your body reaches that weight and it will sit to kind of sit at that weight. It's not that it's trying to go up. It's just to sit at that weight, you have to sit at it for about 2 years. So as a result, what might happen is if you don't pay attention or you don't stay on your meal plan long term for lifestyle, you'll kind of gain, you know, a pound here, a pound there. But it's not something your body's driving to necessarily. It's more you being conscious of the choices and whatever you did to get down 15, 70 pounds, whatever it is, making sure you stay on that kind of plan. Because it's very hard to keep that weight if you go back to old habits.
Right. Well, one of the things that I thought was interesting going back to, you know, the problem that I have with the zone diet and those kind of programs is that it's nice to have a plan, but the problem is that they don't educate you generally about what you're supposed to be doing. So if you're on, you know, you're on vacation and you can't eat the zone diet, you really don't have anything. You know, like whereas the meal tracker, where you're actually tracking the number of calories that you're having every day, you're tracking the amount of proteins that you're having and carbs and fat, seems kind of like a more controllable thing, you know, because then you know what's going on. You can't cheat either, right? You could do the zone diet and then have a latte, and that one latte is going to blow everything and you don't even realize it, right?
Right. Well, the zone diet and all of those, they give you meal plans, but they don't tell you why you're eating the certain combination of things that you're doing. So if you were to track, you would know, okay, well, I need to eat this combination, and it makes more sense to you. So you figure out it's not about so much eating that specific food that's in the book of the zone diet, but it's about going to Hawaii and figuring out, okay, I need to have one protein, one carb, and one vegetable on my plate. And now you've made it really reasonable for yourself on how to do that while you're traveling. So it is, it's understanding the concepts for why you eat, not just eating the food that you're told. So you're absolutely right, CJ.
Yeah, so what are some of the key concepts? There's one that you just mentioned, like if a balanced diet is having a protein, a carb, and a fat, but not necessarily, in an equal measures is what your program says, right? So if you had like a, you know, to lose weight is what, 1,100 calories for a woman, 1,400 for a man, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. That's a general guideline. It depends on how your weight, your gender, your height. And so that's why it's really good to go see a dietitian professional to make sure that you do it. And it's also dependent on your activity level. But that's roughly a good, it's a good goal. You know, it's about 1,400 for women. And for men, it's about 1,400 to 1,600. And some key things are you should probably eat 5 to 6 times a day, small meals and snacks. And your meal should always include one protein food that's very lean, one carbohydrate food that's usually a whole grain or a fruit or something like that, and then one vegetable. And you should kind of always look at your plate and think, do I have one protein, one carb, and one veggie? And then, you know, if you do, you're very well balanced and you're going to remain satiated and you're also portion controlling.
Okay, and you specified meal, which is you have 3 meals, but if you're eating 5 to 6 times, those are snack. In your program, you call them snacks, right?
Right. So typically you eat 3 meals a day and you have anywhere from 2 to 3 snacks. And snacks are usually much smaller and they always usually should be a protein and a carbohydrate. You should always, kind of how I remember it is if I'm eating a carbohydrate, like a lot of people will have an apple for a snack and that isn't very satiating because the carb will spike your blood sugar, make you hungry later, and it doesn't fill you out all the way. So you need protein. So I always think, where's my protein buddy? And I think, okay, I should have an apple and a cheese stick. And now I'm going to have a complete snack that keeps me satiated until my next meal.
Right. And so satiation is the key, like you were mentioning before. That seems to be one of the key pieces that I think was new to me, that you could be on a diet and actually not be starving all the time.
Absolutely. That's kind of a new thing for me. Because you'll never make it if you're starving all the time. You'll have a tendency to overeat at any one meal. And so the key is to always feed yourself, you know, that's why you eat so often, 5 to 6 times, small meals, and you get the satiety to make it to the next meal so you can stop. You can have portion control. You don't feel like you're starving and overdo it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've learned so much on the 2020 program, and I hope all the listeners can learn from the great information that Chelsea gave you. I just think nutrition is the most fascinating things. It's something that we aren't taught as kids. So it was great to have you on, Chelsea.
It was great to have being here, CJ. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Fired Up with CJ. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Next Thursday on Fired Up with CJ, we're going to be talking to Paul Shoemaker, who is the executive director of an international organization called Social Venture Partners. And I know a bunch of you may have had on as one of your New Year's resolution to give back. So he will talk all about giving back to the community. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com. Are you?